RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm in trouble now, AMAC. I just keep hitting buttons. Ugh. I am in trouble. I better get back to researching Tua Tagovailoa and why he sucks. Hopefully, we are not in a position where we are having this conversation about Jaden Daniels a year from now, 2 years from now. Hopefully. And hopefully, next year is a healthy year, is a progress year. It's everything this year wasn't, because there was no progress really made this year. Think about it. We came into this year saying, Jaden's probably the best quarterback right now in the NFC and a top five quarterback in the NFL, at worst six if you had Stafford over him. Not anymore, right? We came into this year saying the minute you can get a contract extension done with Jaden, after year three, you do it, and it's probably going to cost you $65, $70 million. Not anymore. The jury is out. And here's why. As I said on Twitter a couple of times last night, maybe even once on the show already, I can't remember. You'd rather have no guy than pay the wrong guy. Now listen, Tua Tagovailoa was just benched in favor of Quinn Ewers, the former Texas quarterback. Third round pick, I believe. Interesting over Zach Wilson, who's been around the league for, what now, 6 or 7 years, who doesn't get the start, but I guess that's because they know what Zach Wilson is. I don't know. And they don't know what Quinn Ewers is. Right? Interesting. But think about it. If you would have said, and I hate to keep going back to this well, if you would have said, in 2012, at any point, by 2013, with 3 games left to go, Robert Griffin III was going to be benched for performance, as opposed to benched because of injury. You would have been a space Martian. If you would have thought 2 years ago, when the Miami Dolphins gave Tua Tagovailoa that massive contract, that within 2 years he would be benched, you would have been considered crazy. However, we did talk about that at that time. I thought it was crazy to pay Tua Tagovailoa and Trevor Lawrence the kind of money that the Dolphins and the Jaguars are paying them. Thought it was crazy. And I was right. I know Trevor Lawrence is playing well right now. I got that he torched the Jets defense, 6 touchdowns. I got it all. But think about this. The Miami Dolphins are going, we mentioned this yesterday, the Miami Dolphins, according to Ben Solak of ESPN, if the Dolphins cut Tua Tagovailoa with a post-June 1st designation, it's going to cost them $55.5 million. If they keep him on the roster for 2026, which I expect that they will, McDaniel or not, it's going to cost them $56 million. You might as well have him on the roster than not have him on the roster, right? Because he's not bad enough to cut him. Nobody's going to trade for him. Even as desperate as this league is, he did lead the league in completion percentage. I think it was last year, maybe it was 2 years ago. He led them in passing yards, or the league in passing yards, a couple years ago. I think that's what it was. Last year was completion percentage. 2 years ago was passing yards. And listen, losing Tyreek Hill sucks. I got it. But he has not been good to Tua Tagovailoa. Really good. Special. For several years. And he was dreadful on Monday night for 3 quarters. Sure, he came alive in the 4th quarter when the game was over. Sure, the numbers don't look bad. Context, people. Context. So today he was benched. And the question becomes, right? Could we have that conversation a year from now at this time? 2 years from now? Will they already have paid Jaden Daniels? Would they make the same mistake that the Miami Dolphins made? That I think the Jacksonville Jaguars have largely made? Listen, I know that's a tough time to say right now, Trevor Lawrence, but I still go with saying they made a mistake. Right? But here's how you defended it. Or not you specifically, but others defended it. And I do understand this. There's not many other choices. It's really hard to find a guy. And sometimes you have to pay a guy, a Daniel Jones, a Tua Tagovailoa, a Trevor Lawrence. Sometimes you have to pay a guy that's more average to above average than good to very good. Never mind great. Like, you guys hated Kirk Cousins for all the money that he made. Not Kirk Cousins' fault. Kirk Cousins was a better quarterback than any of these clowns and deserved it. Deserved every penny.
Yeah, and I think that, like, to even further that point, like, there's not a lot of guys, so you have to pay somebody who may not meet that qualification of payment. But if you look at, like, I don't think Jalen Hurts has been spectacular, particularly this year, but I think their front office did a good job of surrounding that team with talent to where Jalen Hurts looks bad this year, but they're still 8-4. You know what I mean? I think that Miami tried to do that, but it just didn't seem, especially now with Tyreek Hill getting injured and a couple of salary cap, you know, people that weren't living up to their salary cap, mm-hmm. had to get traded. There was a lot going on where the front office, a lot of their moves were coming back to bite them and haunt them. I think that with those $50 million contracts, there has to be a game plan of how are we going to solidify this roster around this player so that they can, you know, reach their full potential while not having to do too much.
Arguably, the Dolphins tried to do that, right? They drafted Achane. They traded for and acquired Tyreek Hill when they already had Jalen Waddle.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm just saying they tried to bolster their offensive line.
Yeah, it just didn't work.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that they didn't try. It just didn't work. And I think that when you pay those guys that type of money, mm-hmm. it puts more pressure on you to get those moves right because you can't pay four wide receivers and hope two of them pan out. You have to shrink the pool.
You can't essentially do what Cincinnati is trying to do, which is they have a great quarterback who can't stay healthy. They have a great quarterback in Joe Burrow. They're paying him top dollar. But now, to try and make everybody happy and to try and make that offense sizzle, they had to pay not one but two, or they chose to pay two. Now, Joe Burrow making $55 million a year on average, $275 overall, that's essentially what Trevor Lawrence is making, $275 and $55 million per year. Tua Tagovailoa was lower than that, $212 overall, $53.1 per year. You mentioned Jalen Hurts, $255 overall, $51 per year, and obviously the guarantees, and we don't have to necessarily go into that. But your point is, I think, if I understood, Philadelphia paid maybe more than ideally you would like to pay for Jalen Hurts, somebody who's a little bit inconsistent, little bit of a roller coaster ride, except for in the playoffs when he's really good outside of one game. Miami and Jacksonville did the same. Maybe Jacksonville gets paid off this year. Miami made the playoffs a couple of times with Tua and came close at Kansas City. And the one year they made the playoffs, but Tua was hurt. So they had Skylar Thompson, their third-string quarterback. They went up to Buffalo, lost a shootout. But the point being is they paid a lot of money to guys that are good, not great. But how you surround a good but not great quarterback is the key. And Howie Roseman, we know, is one of the best, if not the best, general managers in the game. Right? And sometimes you ask the quarterback to elevate above, and sometimes you ask the surrounding cast to basically carry the tide, because the quarterback is not good enough to always rise above. At times he is, but not always. And even in Philadelphia, where they have Saquon, where they have A.J. Brown, where they have Devontae Smith, where they have Dallas Goedert, where they have Jordan Mailata, where they have Lane Johnson, where they had Kelce and still have Juergens, where they have Landon Dickerson, a great offensive line, right? They still struggle at times. And we're struggling until last Sunday. We'll see what they look like Saturday at Northwest against the rough and tumble Commanders. But the point being is, you have to be really, really careful. When you pay a guy that isn't the man, unquestionably the man, and then even if you have the man, you have to very much worry about injuries. Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, now even Patrick Mahomes. So far, the Bills haven't had to worry about it with Josh Allen. Jordan Love last year, not this year. But then you pay guys that are not the man, and you don't, for whatever reason, surround them well enough. And maybe it's because they're not the man. And the quarterback doesn't elevate those guys. I don't know. Every situation is different. The point being is, you look at a team like Detroit, right? They made a bold, aggressive trade 5 years ago to trade Matthew Stafford, to bring in Jared Goff, when nobody really wanted Jared Goff, including Sean McVay, quarterback whisperer Sean McVay. It was a controversial trade at the time. I was like, what are the Lions doing? But the Lions then said, oh yeah, we're going to build the bleep out of this offensive line. They did. We're going to draft top-notch talent, not just in the first round, but some in the first round. Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams. Amon-Ra St. Brown in the fourth round. Sam Laporta in the third round. Aiden Hutchinson, obviously, was a top pick. That's the way to do it. The way the Lions have done it, and to a large degree, the way the Eagles have done it. Not the way the Dolphins have done it. Not the way the Bengals have done it. Right? There's all sorts of different ways you can do things. But here's the overall arching point that I wanted to make. Remember when the Giants, off of one strong playoff push, run, road win in Minnesota,
oh boy,
in the playoffs against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings?
Oh, boy.
A bad defense, by the way, that year. That was before Brian Flores got there.
Maybe the worst that year.
And they had to pay Daniel Jones, right?
Now,
they didn't have to, I guess. They could have walked away from Daniel Jones, but they said, the devil we know is better than the devil we don't. Okay, and they paid a guy that is injury-prone and good at times, but inconsistent and certainly not great. And they paid him at that time big-time money, $40-plus million. And he was gone a year and a half later because he got hurt twice the next year after the payment and gone a year and a half later. The point being is, you can't make the mistake of paying a guy that's just a guy. I'd rather have no guy. I know nobody wants to be in quarterback hell like the Colts have been for years, like the Commanders / Redskins were for years. I get it. What you don't want to do is pay the wrong guy. The Dolphins are finding that out right now. The Jaguars may still find that out. Other teams might as well. Maybe it's the 49ers. I don't know. I doubt it. The Cardinals found that out. I'd rather have no guy than pay the wrong guy. And that's something that will factor into all of our conversations moving forward about Jaden Daniels and every other quarterback in the NFL. I'd rather have pedestrian. I'd rather have no guy and not be on the hook. Taylor Heineke, Carson Wentz, all those guys. I'd rather have that than pay the wrong guy. Now, I'd rather have Jaden Daniels. But the point being is, it's really hard to get Jaden Daniels. And even when you get Jaden Daniels, far from a guarantee. But I'd rather have no guy and be an eternal quarterback hell than pay the wrong guy. And that's what the Dolphins have done. They paid the wrong guy. That's what the Arizona Cardinals did. They paid the wrong guy. They paid the wrong guy. That's what the Giants did. They paid the wrong guy. That's what the Broncos did. They paid the wrong guy in Russell Wilson. Think about that. Think about that. 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Back in a flash, I will get to some calls here. Doing the show a little bit different because I want to. And I want to change it up. And I want a little bit of a fresh twist. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
iHeartRadio and TuneIn.
Tua throw, and it's intercepted. It's picked off at about the 20-yard line. Harold Bernard with the huge interception.
Oh, that was a Tua Tagovailoa interception. I believe that was week three. That was Al Michaels on the call. I remember watching that game. Feisty Dolphins that night. Week three at Orchard Park. With Hollywood Nick Ashew and the Game Day Garage. I think Hollywood Nick Ashew is going to be doing some fill-in shows over the holidays, so make sure you check out Mr. Hollywood, Mr. Perfectly Coiffed Hair and Beard. Love me some Hollywood Nick Ashew. But yeah, Tua Tagovailoa benched last night or yesterday. Again, not a surprise. If you watch the game on Monday, no T.J. Watt, right? We know how bad Pittsburgh's defense was early in the year. We know it's been much better, yes. But, I mean, you know, Jalen Ramsey, as I said yesterday, is blitzing from State College, Pennsylvania. And he chases down Tua Tagovailoa because he's got no idea that he's coming. No cognizant recognition, no nothing. The Dolphins paid Tua Tagovailoa because they thought, oh, wait, you know, he's not perfect. He's injury prone, but, you know, he's shown an ability to dial it up if we just protect him, if we just give him time. We've given him some weapons, Mike McDaniel. And here's another thing. Please stop doing this. Please stop doing this. Please stop doing this. I love Mike McDaniel. I have a personal relationship with Mike McDaniel. We've been drinking together. We've been at a wedding together. I just saw him in Spain. I love Mike McDaniel. He's a very, very, very smart football coach. You know what he isn't? A miracle worker. Seriously. I know some of it is Tyreek Hill out. Tua wasn't good last year. Despite leading the NFL in pass complete, everything is underneath, and not everything, a lot, is short, quick, whatever, rhythm, quick game. And when it's going and when it's flowing, it's right. It's good. But there's too often times where it's not. And if you, again, watch the first three quarters of that game without T.J. Watt, think about that. If T.J. Watt was playing, how ugly would it have been? Without T.J. Watt, and Tua looked befuddled, just befuddled. And it had nothing to do with the weather. It was cold. It wasn't a blizzard. It wasn't snowing. It wasn't ice. It's just Tua's not good. Well, he's not consistent. You know who I already see to be in the right-handed version of Tua?
And Tua Tagovailoa.
I forgot we had that. Wait, what was his name?
And Tua Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Huge fan.
Yeah.
Clearly a huge fan.
Yeah. Tagovailoa. Like, the right-handed version of Tua Tagovailoa is Shedeur Sanders. A guy who can stretch the field. Tua can. In timing, rhythm, protection, Shedeur can. Limited mobility. Takes too many damn sacks. Takes way too long to hold on to the football. 1 week will look great. The next 3 weeks will look meh, average, bad, poor. Then he'll surprise you. And ultimately, you just beat your head against the wall because you can't get the consistency you need. right? Now, maybe that's not fair, but right now, if you said, like, who's the right-handed version of Tua? It could be Shedeur Sanders. Again, it's not an exact comp, but you get the point that I'm trying to make. Is one game, one quarter, one half, one stretch, one series, it'll look great. And Tua's done more than Shedeur obviously has. Granted, I understand that. But you get the point. It's the lack of consistency. And for Mike McDaniel to bench Tua after a four-game winning streak, when if you box score bingo guys, look at his numbers and say, wow, he's 22 of 27 or whatever it was for 250 yards, two touchdowns and only one pick. What does Mike McDaniel want? What does Mike McDaniel expect? What does Mike McDaniel need? 22 of 28, 253, two touchdowns, an interception, a rating of 113.2. That's great. That's awesome. What does he want? What does he expect? If anybody watched that game, you know. You know. And that's what I'm talking about. Paying a guy when you think you have to pay a guy when he's not the guy. And tying this somehow back to the Commanders, they're not at that point legally where they can even contemplate that decision, but you know already in the back of their minds, is this year an anomaly? Was last year an anomaly? How do we handle contract if next year goes this way? Or if next year is a little bit better, but not much? And they're facing a dilemma this offseason, right? Marcus Mariota might get a starting job somewhere. Or, you know what he might do? He might get a $14 million offer from somebody. The Commanders are paying him like $9 million or something like that this year. I think it was like nine and a half. He might get 14. You know why? Because Daniel Jones got 14 from the Colts. They might have to pay Marcus Mariota $14-plus million on a one-year deal to bring him back. At that point, are they? Is it worth it to have Jaden's security blanket, to have Jaden's binky? To have a guy that started 10 games this year when it's all said and done? Is that worth it? If you have $55 million approximately in free agency cap space and only six draft picks and you're terrible, is that worth it to spend $14, $15 million on a quarterback if that's the price? And again, I'm not saying that will be the price, but can't rule it out because that's what the Colts did with Daniel Jones. 301-230-0980. All right. I guess I have to take some calls next. We'll do so. We've got a lot going on. I'm trying to stay in a good mood.
You're holding on tight.
I'm hanging in there. We're halfway home. We're trying to do the inevitable, the impossible. We're trying to shield. We're trying to shield America from, how do I say this nicely? We're trying to shield America from the brutal realities that we all face. All right, let's get a trending alert in right here, right now. All right, the Commanders on the practice field. Of course, Jaden Daniels already ruled out. Sam Cosmi wins the Ed Block Courage Award for showing perseverance on the way back and getting back from that torn ACL suffered in the divisional playoff round against Detroit. Cosmi missed the first 7 weeks and returned against the Dallas Cowboys and has played pretty well since returning. So congratulations to him. Meanwhile, the Dolphins, as we were talking about, benching Tua Tagovailoa after Monday night's horrible performance in favor of Quinn Ewers, the rookie out of the University of Texas, and over Zach Wilson, the number two, the former number two overall pick. From the NBA, the New York Knicks won the NBA Cup last night in Las Vegas. Who knew? But they apparently will not be hanging an NBA Cup banner in the rafters at MSG. Now, they have not won an actual NBA title since 1973. They won an Eastern Conference title in 1999, which was the last time they hung a banner. They're probably right to not do this. From baseball, the Philadelphia Phillies and relief pitcher Brad Keller agreeing on a two-year, $22 million deal. The New York Mets keep trying to steal all the Yankees they can handle as they sign Luke Weaver, veteran reliever, to a two-year, $22 million deal. Caps are off tonight.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So are the Wizards. And that is what's trending. All right, coming up shortly on the radio program, wanted to talk about Diego Pavia and his reaction to not winning the Heisman. Fernando Mendoza winning the Heisman. We haven't really gotten into that. And more from the transfer portal when it comes to quarterbacks. A big one on the move, and another big one could be on the move. We'll discuss. We've been talking about Tua. What's his name again? Tua. The guy the Dolphins just benched. Tua.
And Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes. Ovalia. Ovalia. Now, Navy Mo likes that. He likes us playing that. However, you know what he doesn't like? AMAC, remember when we were having a conversation yesterday after the show? How everybody seems to like all things AMAC? And everyone hates Cowboy B segment?
Yeah, we were having that conversation.
And they don't like Cowboy B, which is the reason why they don't like the segment.
Which is sad, because if anyone who knows Cowboy B knows how much of a charming young man he is.
Right.
And I feel like if anybody were to actually sit down and talk with this guy, first of all, you'd be laughing your butt off. And secondly, you'd be thoroughly impressed. Swell guy,
right.
Cowboy
but
Bob.
But you'd still hate the segment, and you'd still hate him because maybe
the Cowboys.
You know, because of certain affiliations, right?
Yeah.
Cowboy Bob, he can't overcome every shortcoming, okay? But that being said, remember how we were talking about how everybody seems to like all things AMAC? Nobody complains about that, right?
Yeah.
I found something somebody complained about.
Uh-oh.
Navy Mo, who is our most frequent tweeter these days, says, you want to put a smile on her face? Ask AMAC to stop singing, please. And then he tagged the Commanders.
Wow, that's crazy.
What are the Commanders supposed to do? Are they catching shrapnel? Or does Navy Mo think like the Commanders control the content and control you from singing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to take it as, like, you know, as your audience grows, so does the number of people that dislike you. And I'm gonna say Navy Mo right now is one of 10 people who probably didn't like my singing, but, you know, different strokes for different folks.
He wants you to keep your day job, which this is your day job.
Mm-hmm.
Your morning job is something different. Sirius XM. This is your day job, right?
Yeah.
And again, he keeps tagging the Commanders, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Because, like, not hashtagging, like, at Commanders. like Josh Harris or some social media person might care about who AMAC is. All things AMAC coming up. When are we going to do it? Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday.
Because we're together all this week. We're only together for 3 days next week.
Maybe he still thinks this is the flagship station.
Oh, I laugh sometimes. All right. Let's get to a couple of calls here because I've left a couple of usual suspects on hold for a long time. What's up, Lap? How are you? Lap? Oh, Lap has not answered the bell. Put him on hold. See if he if we can get him back. Let's go to Lou in D.C. Hello, sweet Lou. How are you?
What's up, Rooster?
Hello, Lou. What's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. I heard you say that you're trying to cut the, you know, I guess our conversation a little shorter, but if you're on the radio for almost 3 hours, you're only picking up the phone call for about an hour. I don't know if that makes sense, but, you know, you the man, you make the call, but. You know, we still love
well,
you.
Well, it's not necessarily, let me just clarify, it's not necessarily that we're not going to take calls for 2.5 hours or whatever, but, you know, what we want is more efficiency, right? And I have to be more efficient, too. But the difference is, you know, I'm the host of the show, and I've got to come up with different things to say and different things to fill the 3 hours. You know, if basically what we're trying to do is, instead of giving everybody 4 minutes, hopefully 2 minutes or a minute and a half. We're just trying to be a little bit more efficient, quicker, so that we can get different voices. And sometimes people are going to call, and sometimes they're not. You know, and we don't want a stale message every day. Like, one thing I say about the show, I'm the host every day, okay? So you hear my voice. So you might think I'm saying the same thing. We do a different show every day. Every single day. We never talk about the same exact thing day after day after day after day because I can't handle that. I can't do the show that way. I've got to do it differently. So what we're trying to do is get as many unique, fresh opinions, commentary, thoughts, personalities, what have you, in as we can, and also try and streamline things to get to people quicker. I know I left you on hold for a long time. To get to people quicker when there's a lot of demand, and also just to not tire anybody out of any one thing.
Copy. I got you. No, it makes sense. I mean, this is a show at the end of the day. You know, we are thankful that you always take our calls and give us amount of times that you've been giving us and let us, you know, talk our whatever trash or whatever, you know, agree or disagree on some things. But As far as the Jaden goes, I think, you know, I'm assuming, you know, some people pretty much, you know, kind of just, I don't know, it's like what happened last season is like nothing happened pretty much. I mean, we haven't accomplished, like, you know, whatever we accomplished in 30 years, yet we questioning this guy and, you know, going on and getting an extension and things like that. I mean, look, man, this is second year. Like, we talking about a second year with a bunch of old players on the team and you know, AP not addressing the need for the team, you know, drafting a receiver to try to get, you know, him help and having a decent tight end, not no 30-some years old. You know, no disrespect to Ertz, but it's just, you know, he's not moving the needle. I mean, he catch a 5-yard, 10-yard, and that's it. That's not helping Jaden, and people don't see those kind of things yet. We already kind of count this guy out because of, you know, a down season. And
wait, let me just ask this: you don't think Zach Ertz has helped Jaden Daniels over the last year and a half?
Oh, he did. I'm just saying we need some explosive playing, like the guy from Atlanta. You know, that guy, you know, that tight end from Atlanta, Mark been suggesting about him.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts, who's as inconsistent as inconsistent can be.
Yeah, but I just think that, you know, we need some explosive play from the tight end, and a receiver, you know.
I don't disagree, but you need consistency. That's what you need. And that's what Zach Ertz provided, right? You know.
I'm not trying to, you know, come on the radio and you know, try to, I guess, diminish what Zach has done. I mean, he's been a professional. I mean, he's been helping out Jaden, you know, in the end zone. Whether, you know, I just think that, you know, we need like a tight end that could help him and a receiver, you know, in and out for like one game and you out for the rest of almost 10 games, you know, things like that. So
I don't disagree.
You know, you gotta add all these things in perspective before you try to judge Jaden and have him, you know, have all I want for Christmas, to be honest, is a nice offensive coordinator, like, you know, the coach guru, like, type of a quarterback guru. Ben Johnson. Yeah, Ben Johnson. You know,
Hard to find those guys. Well, yeah, here's the thing, Lou, I appreciate it. I got to run. Here's the thing. Mike McDaniel might be available. You know, somebody just asked me on Twitter. There's Rocky Pinnock. You know, with Tua being benched, Mike McDaniel might be available. All indications are that McDaniel is safe, but what we don't know, they fired their general manager already. Who are they going to hire as general manager / president of football operations? And presumably, is that person going to have power over Mike McDaniel? And presumably, or possibly, that person might say, Mike McDaniel is not my guy. I have a guy. He's not my guy. So then Mike McDaniel becomes available. Now, Cliff, I don't think is getting fired, but it's still possible that Cliff moves on. We know he's not going to be we think he's not going to be in Arizona, where they might fire Jonathan Gannon. Doesn't look like Mike Tomlin's getting fired, guys. Doesn't look like that. Maybe Cliff goes to Miami if McDaniel gets the whack. I don't know. The Jets... who else is open? Giants, as has been rumored. Speaking of, I want to get to some odds in the NFL coming up, just for conversation. Then we'll get to some of the transfer portal stuff and some of the stuff I mentioned. By the way, a practice update, according to Mitch Tischler, and he's got video, Laremy Tunsil was out at practice for stretching, did some work on the side field, then walked into the building while practice was still going on. I can't imagine Laremy Tunsil's playing Saturday, and he probably shouldn't. I just continue to be interested as to how they're handling this situation versus how they handled the Jaden situation. Interested. Not perplexed, not alarmed, not concerned. interested. 249, Team 980, stay with us. You don't know this, Tune, Mac?
Can't say that I do.
This is like one of those songs that you sit on the couch with the Christmas twee, the Christmas twee, twinkling.
Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird on Twitter. The Christmas tree twinkling. The lights out, the fire on. Maybe a nice, what was that drink you made for Thanksgiving? What was it called
again? French 75.
French 75. Yeah. You put this on your Sonos or whatever apparatus you have. Maybe you play a little tonsil hockey. Have a little eggnog. Spiked eggnog, maybe. Get all warm and fuzzy and in the feelings. How does this not put you in the mood? Of course it does. The mood for whatever. I'm not talking about the mood for anything specific.
Oh, boy.
Just saying. How does this not put you, like, it doesn't warm the cockles of your heart? No?
The waters are getting deeper, Rooster. Take a few steps back, please.
I mean, you've never heard that term?
Yeah, okay.
See, this is the difference between you and me. I'm seasoned. I'm experienced. I've been around. I've seen different eras. While everyone goes 6-7, 6-7, 6-7, 6-7. I talk about, you know, things warming the cockles of your heart. Look it up. You've never seen that. It's like Holiday Hootenanny. You never heard that term either. See, AMAC, my gift to you is eternal education. I am continuing your gift of education in life.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah. I mean, you are a studious young man. You're a hardworking young man.
I haven't fooled.
Responsible, mature, professional.
Fooled again.
Little bit feisty.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Bespectacled. You know what that means?
I feel like you just made that up.
No, I didn't. I didn't. Somebody over the age of 30's got to know what that means. But anyway, I'm telling you, put that tune on, good things will happen for you. Good things will happen in your life, AMAC. Good things will happen. You know what? You know what happened last night? The New York Knicks won the NBA Cup. Yeah. They beat the San Antonio Spurs. Apparently, they're not going to hang a banner in their building at Madison Square Garden. They haven't won a championship, like a real championship, since 1973, the year I was born. 52 years ago. 1999, they won the Eastern Conference Championship and ironically lost to the San Antonio Spurs. Excuse me. They hung a banner. Not the banner that you want to hang, but they hung a banner for the Eastern Conference Championship. Last night, they won the NBA Cup in Las Vegas. Who knew? Did you watch? I did not. It's just a regular season game that means absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. The NBA and anybody that supported the NBA Cup and thought it was cool, thought it was original, thought it was unique, thought it was anything more than a gimmick, you need to have your priorities examined. Boo. Boo. Nobody cared. Nobody should be celebrating. Nobody should be raising a banner. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Stay with us.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.